It was 6 months ago today that a gunman fired into a crowd in Tucson, Arizona. He killed six and wounded more than a dozen, most famously Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Jared Loughner allegedly bought and carried a semi-automatic weapon without a permit, something that's still possible. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Even the staunchest gun control activists suppressed their disappointment when President Obama skirted the issue during his speech in Tucson 4 days after the shooting. After all, that was a memorial service, not a political event. But the State of the Union address came a few weeks later, and Paul Helmke of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence was frustrated.
The president mentioned the empty chair, mentioned the families, mentioned the dreams of the little girl that wouldn't come to fruition, and then five paragraphs later he's talking about the stock market. And if someone had been on a desert island, they would have thought, gee, did space aliens take a congresswoman away? Was there some weird disease that swept through Arizona? It was an opportunity that was missed.
Pressure built on the White House to say something about guns. And in March, the president wrote an op-ed column in the Arizona Daily Star newspaper. In a classic Obama turn of phrase, he called on Americans to, quote, get beyond wedge issues and stale political debates to find a sensible, intelligent way to make the United States of America a safer, stronger place. Since then, there has been near silence from the White House on this issue. Mark Glaze directs the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is sending a critical letter to the president today.
We know that the White House is doing a serious policy review being conducted by serious people, and we have no reason not to take them at their word that they want to get to the right solution and make a difference. But the fact that we're now 6 months out, there's not been a single step from the White House, there's not been a single congressional hearing on Tucson or the policy problems that made it possible is not encouraging.
He says there are steps the president could take that would make a difference now without waiting for Congress to act. For example, the military and federal agencies are required to report people with mental health and drug problems to the criminal background check system. But they often don't. That's something gun control advocates say the president could fix. White House spokesman Jay Carney said yesterday the administration has a working group that's looking at these issues.
That process is well underway at the Department of Justice with stakeholders on all sides working through these complex issues. And we expect to have some more specific announcements in the near future.
There could also be another reason for the White House's inaction. In this political season, President Obama needs every swing state voter he can get, including gun owners.
Bill Clinton himself said that the issue cost Democrats the House of Representatives in 1994 and cost him the presidency in 2000.
Dave Koppel is research director at the libertarian think tank, the Independence Institute.
The appropriate lesson drawn by Democratic political strategists would be twice burned, thrice careful.
And the National Rifle Association echoes that warning. Public Affairs Director Andrew Arulanandam says existing gun laws are sufficient, and his group is ready for a hard-fought campaign against those who feel otherwise.
We will make sure that every voter, every gun owner, every hunter knows exactly where the president stands on guns, and whoever the candidate is on the Republican side, too.
One of the staunchest gun control advocates in Congress is Representative Carolyn McCarthy of New York. A gunman killed her husband and wounded her son on the Long Island Railroad almost 20 years ago.
I have spoken to the president. He is with me on it. And it's just going to be when that opportunity comes forward that we'll be able to go forward.
Since the Giffords shooting, McCarthy has introduced two major gun control bills that have gone nowhere, but she says she's patient. She also says, if you've noticed, it's not just guns. An awful lot of things have not been getting done in Washington. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.